Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Live, my friends, another great day to be plugging in to a group of people who are positive, passionate, pumped up, excited about life, have a dream, taking action, moving forward, stepping on and stepping up into their better futures, my friends. That's who's on the call right now. If you dialed in early, you heard different people. You heard Mahara from Atlanta. Maybe you heard, Dustin down in Texas. Maybe you heard different people dialing in from New York City and California and outside of the United States. My friend, there's one thing that we all have in common, and that is everyone on this call, we're committed to getting better in life. We're committed to having a dream. We're committed to stepping forward. We're committed to never quitting. We're committed to living, studying, applying, and teaching the Think and Grow Rich philosophy is laid down for us by Dr. Napoleon Hill, and we do this on a daily basis. We come together, we learn new things, we inspire each other, we edify each other. We get, like Jim Rohn used to say, you know, one of the things that Jim Rohn used to say is he said, there's a quote from the Bible that many of us are probably familiar with where it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by words, right? And that's kind of a paraphrase. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by words. And Jim Rohn went on to say, we all need a daily diet of words. He said, words nourish the mind, words nourish the soul. And isn't that the truth, my friends? It's one of the reasons that every day we want to be putting our brains into good words that have been laid down in good books. We want to be putting good words into our ears that are coming to us through different audios that various luminaries and leaders and visionaries have recorded for us, because we all do need a daily diet of words. Sometimes people are like, Paul, how are you so positive all the time? How are you always so, always just full of energy and looking forward into the future? I'll tell you how it is. It's because I give myself a daily diet of words. I need this stuff, just like everyone on the call. This morning when I woke up, what was I doing? I was going through the chapter. And you know what? I needed it. I needed what we're going to go through together today as a group. I needed that stuff, because I don't know that anyone can just be naturally positive and excited and motivated all the time, right, without the daily diet of words. We need this stuff, my friends. I need it. I'm grateful to be here getting it. I'm grateful to be here digesting with each of you these powerful words that have the ability to go through our eyes, go through our ears, and just kind of pierce the soul and lift us up and cause us to maybe get up after we've been knocked down. Maybe cause us to keep on stepping forward and keep inspiring as many people as we possibly can. That's what these words do for us, my friends, and I'm grateful for them, and I'm grateful for you believing that today you can get some words that can make the difference in your life, because that's why you're here. That's why you picked up the phone. That's why you clicked on the link. That's however you got to this audio. I believe it's because you believe that there are some words here today that you need. There are some words here today that can lift you up, inspire you, and help you keep on moving along on your journey of destiny. And I believe that that's true, and we're going to do the best we can to make sure that that comes to pass. So, my friends, if that pumps you up, if you're excited to get a daily diet of words that can lift you up today, if you're excited about being an entrepreneur, if you're excited about having more freedom in your life, if you're excited about being an emancipator, what's an emancipator? It's someone who frees the people, right? Starting with yourself, that's number one. You got to free yourself, but then once you're free, number two is you go around and you do the best you can to free other people. To deliver the message, to be a beacon, to let people know that freedom is possible. That's what an emancipator is, my friends. And if you're excited to be an emancipator here on this marvelous, magnificent Monday, I want to hear you screaming to the phone as I unmute the lines right now.
Woo-hoo!
guys for that. Hey, folks, you know, last week, Adele Coco Roberts posted one of the most, it's like halfway funny, and it's halfway very inspirational. It's actually very inspirational. She has this picture of her major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. She took a picture of, you know, these documents that she has had printed out, and you look at these documents, and you can see that there's marker on them, they're highlighted, you know, there's different spots where she's made these notes, and this document is laying on the floor, and the funniest thing, her cat is sitting on top of the document, and it looks like is reading her major definite purpose. Looks like the cat's reading her self-confidence formula. So it's kind of a funny picture, and I loved it, so I shared it. I posted it on Facebook. And one of the comments is from one of my team members and friends, a guy by the name of Robert Brown, and Robert writes in the comments, he says, "You inspire me with that MDP, that major definite purpose." And then he says, "A year later, and you are still reading it and reaping the rewards. It must work." And I was like, "That's right, Robert. I believe it does work. 25 years of research of the most successful people on planet Earth. I trust Napoleon Hill's advice," right? Where does this stuff come? It doesn't come from Paul Hutchings, guys. It comes from Napoleon Hill, the father of the personal development movement, the granddaddy, the guy who invested 25 years at the request of Andrew Carnegie, the richest man on planet Earth. And as a matter of fact, a little bit more history, just in case maybe some of you on the call are not yet aware, this affirmation, this self-confidence formula actually came from Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie gave Napoleon Hill the first affirmation, right, that Napoleon Hill started looking in the mirror. Andrew Carnegie says, "I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to repeat this to yourself." And it was something to the effect of, "I will challenge you at the post and past you at the gate," Andrew Carnegie. And Napoleon Hill started repeating this and looking at the mirror, and when he first started doing this, he thought it was the most, he felt uncomfortable, he thought, you know, this is kind of ridiculous, but he kept doing it, and what happened was Napoleon Hill started to believe it. Over time, through this principle of auto-suggestion, he started to believe it, and what ended up happening, Napoleon Hill maybe didn't earn as much money as Andrew Carnegie had, but he certainly did create many more millionaires than Andrew Carnegie had created. He certainly did challenge him at the post and pass him at the gate, right? He certainly did do that. So that's where this comes from. And Robert writes, "A year later, you're still doing it." Hey, I'm here to tell you, it's 3 years later, baby. I've been doing this for over 3 years now. Many of us on the call have been doing this for over 3 years now, and we're going to do it for the rest of our lives, right? Because you got to have a purpose. You got to remind yourself that this is one of the key daily diet of words. It's that we, on a daily basis, we take responsibility for where we're going in life. We remind ourselves every day at least twice, "Hey, what was I doing this morning on the way to the gym? I was repeating my major definite purpose. You know what? I started getting into it, and I said, you know what, Paul? You're not saying it with passion. That won't do. Stop. Scratch it. Start over. Believe what you're saying to yourself. Put some emotion in these words, right? 3 years later, I'm still doing it, and I foresee doing it for the rest of my life." Why? Because it's important to have a definite major purpose. It's important to know where you're going. It's important to have a goal. It's important to have self-confidence. And this is how we build that belief in ourselves. Guys and gals, without belief in yourself, you can't do anything. You realize that? You can't do anything. If I didn't believe in myself, and if I didn't believe in you, there is no way I could get on a call like this with hundreds of people every day. With, you know, I'd be worried about, well, what am I going to say? What if I say the wrong thing? Right? That's what lack of self-confidence does. But with confidence, you can get on a call and you can inspire people. With confidence, you can talk to a prospect and know that you've got something to share that can benefit their life, right? That's what confidence can do. And this self-confidence for it is how we believe in it. And before I bring out, so we've got this tradition. We go through this every day on this call now. Why? Because we want people to get it. We want people to get it. We don't want people to miss it. So we do this every day as a group. Now, we're going to bring out Bill Winch here in just a moment. So, Bill, be ready, my friend. I'm excited to hear you come out and lead us through this major definite purpose self-confidence forum. But before we do, got to share with you guys a text I got Sunday morning. Got a text early in the morning. Check out my phone. My phone buzzes. I look down, and it's from Delphia Nolan. This lady, a wonderful lady, been on our call for, I think, about 6 months now. Think and Grow Rich practitioner, she texts me this, and I want to share it with you guys because this is why we do what we do. Thank you for believing in me. This morning, I just wanted to tell you that since quoting my major definite purpose for the last 6 months or so, I have attracted a few people in my life that have been instrumental in me growing in my weight loss and real estate wholesaling. I can see changes in myself and am so excited about what my future holds. Thanks again, my friend, right? And it's these changes are happening in Delphia's life because she believed the words of Dr. Napoleon Hill. She was humble. She's come to this call with an open mind, and she's been applying this repetition of the MDP self-confidence formula. So this is why we do what we do, my friends. And Bill Winch, are you there? Star 6, come on out. We're going to ask you to lead us through the major definite purpose self-confidence formula this morning. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Hey, you sound great, man. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic.
Well, thank you for being here. Go ahead and take it away. And then everyone, I've got my line muted. All your lines are muted. So let's just go through Bill with Bill and just get into it, right? So go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'm going to take you through how I start my day. Relax. Take a deep breath inside my nose. Hold it. Exhale through my mouth. Clear away my thoughts, my feelings, and my body. Focus on just being. I have the power within me to create the life I want to have. This time is for me to relax, create, visualize, and attract that life I want. Another deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth, I will apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of all, and I will surpass all limitations and illusions of impossibility. By the first day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of mentor, coach, and entrepreneur, and sharing my truth through. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hand. I can smell it. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intended to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. First, I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes daily on my definite major purpose and chief aim in life, upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I am a practitioner of this formula, committed to memory and repeated aloud at least twice a day, once upon arising and once before retiring for the day. With full faith, it will influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person.
Oh, you're awesome, my friend. Hey, guys, Bill, do a great job. I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's give him a here. Hold on.
Great job. Great job.
I am.
There we go.
Bill, you the man.
Isn't it nice to be cheered for? Man, I tell you, we all deserve that. And I want to get as many people out getting celebrated as we possibly can. So, Bill, thank you for that. Appreciate that. And you guys will notice that Bill actually added a little bit to his major definite purpose self-confidence formula. That's totally cool. But if you're just getting started, grab that major definite purpose self-confidence formula. You can get it on our website, thinkandgrowrichaudios.com, in the free download section. And just start with what Napoleon Hill tells us to start with right out of the book. That's where you start. And then as you do it, you start to see even more powerful results in your life from it. You'll start to realize that, man, you can add anything to this you want. You can add new and exciting and empowering beliefs. You can add some relaxation at the beginning like Bill did and his. There's all sorts of places this can take us. But we start with what Dr. Napoleon Hill tells us to start with. So wanted to share, I'll save that for tomorrow. I've got a really cool story that I want to share with you guys tomorrow that has to do with the major definite purpose self-confidence formula. But I will share one kind of report. Last week, as we're going through this law of success, one of the things that we're challenged to do is get a mastermind partner. And I shared with everyone, I reached out to someone in my company that's at about my same income level, and I asked them, and they said, yeah, we'd love to. So we started this mastermind relationship, and we had our second meeting this last Friday. And what's interesting is our second meeting, we get together, and my mastermind marketing partner tells me that he had implemented an idea that I said I was going to implement the first time we met, and it resulted in four new team members. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't even do what I said I was going to do. So this last weekend, I implemented that idea. I went ahead and took action on it. And this weekend, I sponsored five new team members, right? And that came from my mastermind marketing partnership. Wouldn't happen had I not had this little mastermind relationship going on. So just want to, again, encourage everyone. Make sure you have a workout partner. Please grab someone that's maybe around your same skill level and begin to meet with them at least once, maybe twice a week, where you can mastermind with each other on your goals and your plans. I'm seeing the results in my life and super excited about it. So with that, my friends, let's go ahead and jump into our regularly scheduled study. What we've been doing is we're going through the law of success, but every Monday we're taking a little bit of break from it, and we've been working our way through this book called The Master Key System by Charles Hanel. Franco Gonzalez, I think, is on the line. Great leader in the home business profession. I remember one time I was talking to Franco, and he was telling me about this book, The Master Key System, and he told me that he printed this book out, and he memorized the book. He memorized full pages from this book. It had that much of an impact. It had that much of an effect on his life, right? And he's a very successful home business entrepreneur, has served a lot of people, continues to serve a lot of people. So that's just a little testimonial from this information that we're studying. So we're in the Master Key System, and you can grab this book on our website as well, thinkandgrowrichaudios.com. And we're in Chapter 8, which is on page 65 of the ebook copy, if you're reading from the copy from our website. So let's go ahead and get into this. Introduction, Part 8. In this part, you will find that you may freely choose what you think, but the result of your thought is governed by an immutable law. Is not this a wonderful thought? Is it not wonderful to know that our lives are not subject to caprice or variability of any kind? That they are governed by law, This stability is our opportunity, because by complying with the law, we can secure the desired effect with invariable precision. It is the law which makes the universe one grand peon of harmony. If it were not for law, the universe would be a chaos instead of a cosmos. Here, then, is the secret of the origin of both good and evil. This is all the good and evil there ever was or ever will be. Let me illustrate. Thought results in action. If your thought is constructive and harmonious, the result will be good. If your thought is destructive or inharmonious, the result will be evil. There is therefore but one law, one principle, one cause, one source of power, and good and evil are simply words which have been coined to indicate the result of our action, or our compliance or non-compliance with this law. The importance of this is well illustrated in the lives of Emerson and Carlyle. Emerson loved the good, and his life was a symphony of peace and harmony. Carlyle hated the bad, and his life was a record of perpetual discord and inharmony. Here we have two grand men, each intent upon achieving the same ideal, but one makes use of constructive thought and is therefore in harmony with natural law. The other makes use of destructive thought and therefore brings upon himself discord of every kind and character. It is evident, therefore, that we are to hate nothing, not even the bad, because hatred is destructive. And we shall soon find that by entertaining destructive thought, we are sowing the, quote, wind, close quote, and in turn shall reap the, quote, whirlwind, close quote. Part 8, 1. Thought contains a vital principle because it is the creative principle of the universe and by its nature will combine with other similar thoughts. As the one purpose of life is growth, all principles underlying existence must contribute to give it effect. Thought, therefore, takes form and the law of growth eventually brings it into manifestation. 3. You may freely choose what you think, but the result of your thought is governed by an immutable law. Any line of thought persisted in cannot fail to produce its result in the character, health, and circumstances of the individual. Methods whereby we can substitute habits of constructive thinking for those which we have found produce only undesirable effects are therefore of primary importance. 4. We all know that this is by no means easy. Mental habits are difficult to control, but it can be done, and the way to do it is to begin at once to substitute constructive thought for destructive thought. Form the habit of analyzing every thought. If it is necessary, if its manifestation in the objective will be a benefit, not only to yourself, but to all whom it may affect in any way, keep it. Treasure it. It is of value. It is in tune with the infinite. It will grow and develop and produce fruit 100-fold. On the other hand, it will be well for you to keep this quotation from George Matthews Adams in mind. Quote, learn to keep the door shut. Keep out of your mind, out of your office, and out of your world every element that seeks admittance with no definite helpful end in view. 5. If your thought has been critical or destructive and has resulted in any condition of discord or inharmony in your environment, it may be necessary for you to cultivate a mental attitude which will be conducive to constructive thought. The imagination will be found to be great assistance in this direction. The cultivation of the imagination leads to the development of the ideal out of which your future will emerge. 7. The imagination gathers up the material by which the mind weaves the fabric in which your future is to be clothed. I'm going to read that again. The imagination gathers up the material by which the mind weaves the fabric in which your future is to be clothed. Imagination is the light by which we can penetrate new worlds of thought and experience. Imagination is the mighty instrument by which every discoverer, every inventor, opened the way from precedent to experience. Precedent said, it cannot be done. Experience said, it is done. Imagination is a plastic power, molding the things of sense into new forms and ideals. Imagination is the constructive form of thought, which must precede every constructive form of action. 12. A builder cannot build a structure of any kind until he has first received the plans from the architect, and the architect must get them from his imagination. The captain of industry cannot build a giant corporation, which may coordinate hundreds of smaller corporations and thousands of employees and utilize millions of dollars of capital until he has first created the entire work in his imagination. Objects in the material world are as clay in the potter's hand. It is in the mastermind that the real things are created, and it is by the use of the imagination that the work is done. In order to cultivate the imagination, it must be exercised. Exercise is necessary to cultivate mental muscle as well as physical muscle. It must be supplied with nourishment, or it cannot grow. Do not confuse imagination with fancy or that form of daydreaming in which some people like to indulge. Daydreaming is a form of mental dissipation which may lead to mental disaster. Constructive imagination means mental labor, by some considered to be the hardest kind of labor. But if so, it yields the greatest returns, for all the great things in life have come to men and women who had the capacity to think, to imagine, and to make their dreams come true. When you have become thoroughly conscious of the fact that mind is the only creative principle, that it is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, and that you can consciously come into harmony with this omnipotence through your power of thought, you will have taken a long step in the right direction. 17. The next step is to place yourself in position to receive this power. As it is omnipresent, it must be within you. We know that this is so because we know that all power is from within, but it must be developed, unfolded, cultivated. In order to do this, we must be receptive. And this receptivity is acquired just as physical strength is gained by exercise. The law of attraction will certainly and unerringly bring to you the conditions, environment, and experiences in life corresponding with your habitual, characteristic, predominant mental attitude. Not what you think once in a while, but while you are in church or have just read a good book, but your predominant mental attitude is what counts. You cannot entertain weak, harmful, negative thoughts 10 hours a day and expect to bring about beautiful, strong, and harmonious conditions by 10 minutes of strong, positive, creative thought. Real power comes from within. All power that anybody can possibly use is within man, only waiting to be brought into visibility by his first recognizing it and then affirming it as his working it into his consciousness until he becomes one with it. People say that they desire abundant life, and so they do. But so many interpret this to mean that if they will exercise their muscles or breathe scientifically, eat certain foods in certain ways, drink so many glasses of water every day of just a certain temperature, keep out of drafts, they will attain the abundant life they seek. The result of such methods is but indifferent. However, when man awakens to the truth and affirms his oneness with all life, he finds that he takes on the clear eye, the elastic step, the vigor of youth. He finds that he has discovered the source of all power. 22. All mistakes are but the mistakes of ignorance. Knowledge gaining and consequent power is what determines growth and evolution. The recognition and demonstration of knowledge is what constitutes power, and this power is spiritual power, and this spiritual power is the power which lies at the heart of all things. It is the soul of the universe. This knowledge is the result of man's ability to think. Thought is therefore the germ of man's conscious evolution. When man ceases to advance in his thoughts and ideals, his forces immediately begin to disintegrate and his countenance gradually registers these changing conditions. Successful men make it their business to hold ideals of the conditions which they wish to realize. They constantly hold in mind the next step necessary to the ideal for which they are striving. Thoughts are the materials with which they build, and the imagination is their mental workshop. Mind is the ever-moving force with which they secure the persons and circumstances necessary to build their success structure. And imagination is the matrix in which all great things are fashioned. If you have been faithful to your ideal, you will hear the call when circumstances are ready to materialize your plans, and results will correspond in the exact ratio of your fidelity to your ideal. The ideal steadily held is what predetermines and attracts the necessary conditions for its fulfillment. It is thus that you may weave a garment of spirit and power into the web of your entire existence. It is thus that you may lead a charmed life and be forever protected from all harm. It is thus that you may become a positive force whereby conditions of opulence and harmony may be attracted to you. This is the leaven which is gradually permeating the general consciousness and is largely responsible for the conditions of unrest which are everywhere evident. 28. In the last part, you created a mental image. You brought it from the invisible into the visible. This week, I want you to take an object and follow it back to its origination. See of what it really consists. If you do this, you will develop imagination, insight, perception, and sagacity. These come not by the superficial observation of the multitude, but by a keen analytical observation which sees below the surface. It is the few who know that the things which they see are only effects, and understand the causes by which these effects were brought into existence. Take the same position as heretofore and visualize a battleship. See the grim monster floating on the surface of the water. There appears to be no life anywhere about. All is silence. You know that by far the largest part of the vessel is under the water, out of sight. You know that the ship is as large and as heavy as a 20-story skyscraper. You know that there are hundreds of men ready to spring to their appointed task instantly. You know that every department is in charge of able, trained, skilled officials who have proven themselves competent to take charge of this marvelous piece of mechanism. You know that although it lies apparently oblivious to everything else, it has eyes which see everything for miles around, and nothing is permitted to escape its watchful vision. You know that while it appears quiet, submissive, and innocent, it is prepared to hurl a steel projectile weighing thousands of pounds at an enemy many miles away. This and much more you can bring to mind with comparatively no effort whatever. But how did the battleship come to be where it is? How did it come into existence in the first place? All of this you want to know if you are a careful observer. 31. Follow the gray steel plates through the foundries. See the thousands of men employed in their production. Go still further back and see the ore as it comes from the mine. See it loaded on barges or cars. See it smelted and properly treated. Go back still further and see the architect and engineers who planned the vessel. Let the thought carry you back still further in order to determine why they planned the vessel. You will see that you are now so far back that the vessel is something intangible. It no longer exists. It is now only a thought, existing in the brain of an architect. But from where did the order come to plan the vessel? Probably from the Secretary of Defense. But probably this vessel was planned long before the war was thought of, and that Congress had to pass a bill appropriating the money. Possibly there was opposition and speeches for or against the bill. Whom do these congressmen represent? They represent you and me, so that our line of thought begins with the battleship and ends with ourselves. And we find in the last analysis that our own thought is responsible for this and many other things of which we seldom think. And a little further reflection will develop the most important fact of all, and that is, if someone had not discovered the law by which this tremendous mass of steel and iron could be made to float upon the water, instead of immediately going to the bottom, the battleship could not have come into existence at all. This law is that, quote, the specific gravity of any substance is the weight of any volume of it compared with an equal volume of water, close quote. The discovery of this law revolutionized every kind of ocean travel, commerce, and warfare, and made the existence of the battleship, aircraft carriers, and cruise ships possible. 33. You will find exercises of this kind invaluable. When the thought has been trained to look below the surface, everything takes on a different appearance. The insignificant becomes significant. The uninteresting, interesting. The things which we suppose to be of no importance are seen to be the only really vital things in existence. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lies all the verities and realities of your existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of beauty. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and on behalf of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Initiative, I wanted to thank you sincerely for listening to today's show. You can leave your feedback and connect with me and other podcast listeners like you on our Facebook page. Simply visit Facebook.com and type Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind into the search bar. I look forward to hearing your feedback and connecting with you there. We'll see you on tomorrow's show, and in the meantime, whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Thanks, and make it a great day. Bye for now.